presenting the Al Reed Show. We do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on we're turning life round just to show you the funny side. Yes, introducing us to ourselves, here's Al Reed. A wife is man's most cherished possession. Patience in a pinafore. Security in slacks. Queen of your kitchen and slave to your heart. Wives are loyal, sentimental, understanding, and highly suspicious. She needs more care when she's at the end of her tether. And more money at the end of the week. A wife will raise your hopes when they're low, the rent when it is due, and children when they're least expected. Wives like flowers, pretty clothes, and husbands who come home early. When she smiles, she has you in her thoughts, but when she cries, she has you in her pocket. A wife knows that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. But as you sit at the table and pick up that knife and fork, what do you get?
I hope you know that's all the butter we've got.
That's the wife from the kitchen.
How do you mean, love? Where you got that butter pot, you'd think we kept a dairy. And don't use the same knife you've just had in your egg. Too late now, wiping it on your bread. I'll start putting everything in one dish and have done with it. What with marmalade in the butter and butter in the raspberry jam? I bet this is the only house in the street that's got a tin of syrup with 3 peas in it. It's all right saying it saves washing up. You didn't say that when you brought those people home to dinner and had me chasing round to borrow my mother's fish knives the one day she'd bought haddock. Don't think you realise what I spend on food at this house. I paid 8 and 4 and 8 the other day for 2 chops. I put them on the table and before I could tell you one was mine, you'd flooded them with sauce. Then to top it all, you went and ate the middle out of both of them and pushed your plate away and whistled for the dog. See, for goodness sake, get your face out of that paper. When you're finished trying to find your mouth with your teacup, it's dripping all down the front of your tie. I'd have less to say. I wish you would. I'd have less to say. If I could rely on you coming home at meals at a proper time. Came rambling home the other night at 11:15. I asked you if you had your tea, and you said, never mind my tea, where's my dinner? Getting that faddy with your food, not at all. Oh, yes, you are. If I cook it, you don't want it. If you want it, I can't get it. If I get it, you won't eat it. And if you do eat it, you say, I can't cook it. I can't weigh you up at all. You see, there's that wedding breakfast we went to. You cracked on, you'd never tasted beef like it. Then the day after, I found all the fat in your handkerchief. It was just as bad when you tried that stunt for dieting. Nothing but bananas and milk for a month. You tried it for one day. Then you had me up at 3 o'clock in the morning cooking chips. I'll start. Now, that's enough. Well, I... Have you finished? Well, I...
Have you done?
Well, I...
Oh, go to...
I say...
What?
You've not kissed me.
could ask for anything more. And I got daisies shooting up high in green pastures. And with my gal, who could ask for anything more? And as for old man Trouble, he ran away at my door. Oh, for the sweet green, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
Well now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me very great pleasure to introduce a fabulous singing star from America who's already appeared in such shows as Carmen Jones, Porgy and Bess, The Jazz Train, and many other stage productions. And I welcome to the program Freddie Marshall.
Hither stare that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? Well, it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes, indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. Such an ancient teach, but one I wouldn't switch. Please let my witchcraft stay with you. An ancient teach, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no greater witch than you.
Thank you, Miss Marshall. That was delightful. And now let's have some fun. Let's take a closer look at life through the magic of radio as we go around and about. We've brought our telltale microphone into the office of one of the busiest bookmakers in the country. Even though the flat racing season ended last week, there's no let-up in the activity of bookmakers. And you can probably hear the telephone from people all over the country. Of course, it isn't everybody who knows what they want to do with their money at the moment they ring up their bookmaker. Take this phone ringing now. Can you imagine the scene at the other end of the wire with the man with his paper and his pen trying to make up his mind?
Hello? Yes, it's me again. I just wanted to check before they off. That's two bob peddler's joy in the 3:30 instead in each way double. Lazarus the second providing figgots riding and doesn't... Yes, yes, yes.
Just a minute. Just a minute. What was that horse your mother had in bed? Yes. 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 When she had that dream and woke up. No, no, not Flaming Idol. That's what you call your father. No. Did so well on its last time out. Came in 12th but had a cough. Just a minute. No, we've another half crown yet. I hope you've doubled it with that we're having on the 4.15 or the 1.45 and trebled it both ways up and down for a win on Pompadour. Pompadour. No, Pompadour. In the 4.15, yes. Only we've got 3 bob on that and he's carrying overweight. Only I see from the paper the jockey's very confident. A cocky what? Oh, yes. Well, the owner's backing him. But I'm a bit doubtful about the trainer. Pardon? Just a minute. He says, would you like a word with the horse?
If you're going to put money on a horse, the best place to be is here on the racecourse itself. Down here with the bookmakers' stand and their umbrellas, you can weigh up form and prices right up to the last minute. But even when you've put your money on, you can never be quite sure you've done the right thing.
You've not backed the favourite, have you?
Yes.
You want your brains washing, fun? I say, I thought you'd more all in your can.
Why?
Why? The only time that horse came in, it was 3 lengths behind the jockey.
Well, I fancy its chance at 6-4 on.
Aye, I fancy Jane Russell, but it's 10-1 against.
It's very funny, but they all tip it in the paper.
They couldn't tip a bucket of hot water over our tomcat. What chance have you? That's what I'd like to know. I say, what chance have you with this lot? They're shouting 2-1 Jelly Boy over here. This fella's offering 4s. According to the paper, it's not running. It's walked round the paddock till it's dizzy, and there's 2 jockeys fighting to get on.
Oh, well, I'll play safe and back on the tote. I'd think twice about that if I were you.
Can't tell what you're going to win till you've lost it there. You've never seen such a pantomime. I queued up 25 minutes just to put 10 bob on 3 horses. I told her what I wanted. 4 wins number 5, 3 times number 6 for a place, reverse twice. Finished up with a fistful of tickets, all colours. I went to collect. I turned my pockets out twice to find the right ticket. And just because one horse was disqualified, she said I owed him a dollar. I wouldn't care, but the fella behind me drew £64.93 on a cloakroom ticket.
There's no doubt about it, whether you're going to the races, to a football match, or anywhere at a distance, the best way to travel is by car. Up-to-date road maps will give you the best route between any 2 points, but mind you, there's a...
Excuse me, is this right for Skivington?
Hey?
Skivington!
Skivington! You're going miles out. You'll have to turn round, or better still, to save you turning round, nip up here and take the first to the left, go straight up that road as far as you can go. Then, when you get to the top, turn left, turn right again, and turn that radio off. Can't even self speak. Now, follow the tram lines down a very steep hill until you come to where they've got the road up.
When you get as far as some hoardings where it shows two girls in sweaters and says it's better with mustard, you'll know you're on the wrong road. Turn round, take the first on the right, then turn sharp left up a narrow lane. You can't miss it, it says no through road. That'll bring you out on the canal bank. Now, go over the second bridge. Now, you'll have to go straight up that, about a mile up a very bad road. When you come to a brick wall, go straight on. And it'll bring you right opposite to where we're standing now. Then I should ask again.
More than ever nowadays, people are learning to drive. The best way to learn is to take a course at one of the driving schools. For tuition, and with your instructor at your side, you can venture into the thick of traffic for the first time with confidence. But you know, it's not always a comfortable seat for the instructor himself, and it can be a bit nerve-wracking when he realizes that his life is in your hands.
Now, steady. You're coming to a very busy crossing. Slow down, slow down, slow down. No, slow down, slow down. Now you're out. Now you brake, 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 you brake. You'll have to get those three pedals sorted out. Now pull round the other side of the bus. Pull round the other... No, the other side of the bus. Now, put your arm out. Put your arm out. No, not across me. Your other arm. See, you won't get your arm out till you put your window down. Now, hurry up. Don't stall it here. You'll not make it. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on. Now, don't stall it, whatever you do. I'll put her in second. In second. Second. You're in neutral. No use pressing your accelerator. Mind this fellow with the handcart. Hello? Hello? What's his bread band? What's his bread band? Now, where's he going with that? Now then, Bob, Bob. Watch him. Watch him. He's turning right in front. You silly! Whoa! See, you don't need to get your bobby right under its tailboard. See where we are now. See, he only has to reverse, then his brake off and come back. Look out!
Look out! Hey, up! Blow
your arm! Blow your arm!
Reverse! Reverse! Get out of his way!
Get out! Oh, never mind him at the back. It's every man for himself. Luke! Luke! Luke!
I think at the moment, gone ages.
Sharpening your flint and try to get after that semi-detached cave that's to let. That's the wife from the crevice. Which cave that, love? If you think I'm going to spend the rest of my life cooped up here, you're mistaken. There's nowhere to dry anything. What with the weather we've been having? We're a different tale in the morning when you stand a new slab the other week. I was going for a war chant. I got you to look over it, and all you could say was, I'd like something nearer to Stonehenge. I don't know what you're getting like. You get sat down on that easy rock and there's no shifting you. And you'll have to do something about that draft coming from under that front boulder. Our border sea is full of a cold again. And where are you off to now? I'm going to the cranny. It's the only nook in the crevice where I can get a bit of peace and quiet.
If you like, we've made a lot of progress since those days. For instance, look at the public services. Every town has its transport department. And who's more public-spirited nowadays than the bus conductor?
Come on, I tell you. Land your room inside. Hurry along. Come on, missus. You'll have us booked for parking.
Men bald bills are made of day. One life, one wife, one more on top. That's an opposite. Don't think it's neat. When you're true to me, stick like glue to me. You are, love. Do we go over the canal bridge? We're going to get wet through if we don't. Now, who's not paid? Anybody paid twice? Company, madam, you what? You've only got a pound note. Well, would you believe it? And I've only got 19 and 10 in copper. Where to, sir? Victoria Park? Not on this bus, you won't. You what? You've been travelling on it for the last 10 years. Been going a long way round, haven't you? It says what on the front? Are you sure? Blimey, I'm on the wrong bus.
Now, you probably wouldn't believe this, but you're listening to the sound of a heart beating. It's a sound that hospital staff hear every day of their working life. Of course, the more fortunate of us can only see the inside of a hospital on visiting day. This is the day to which all hospital patients look forward.
You're looking better. I say you're looking much better. She wanted to see you and she's going on her holidays, only she might be away a fortnight.
He's not a patch on what he was yesterday. I'm glad we didn't bring those lilies now because it's very warm in here.
Has your Fred been?
Never been near.
What about those shoes under the bed in the back room? Is it any use getting them sold and healed? Has the doctor said anything about going home? Has he said anything about going anywhere else? Only I understood the sister to say they could do with this bed.
He's not taking the slightest notice, you know. I think they must have given him something.
How do you feel now? I'd feel better now.
He says he'd feel a lot better if you'd leave those grapes alone.
And how are you getting on with the nurses? The better got the bad part, the bad.
He lands than the others.
What is it now?
Trying to say.
What is it? Don't like the sister?
Checked.
Too strict? Well, don't you bother. We brought you some books.
Put them on his locker. No, it's no use leaving that. It's a cereal. He's not like our Jack, is he? Don't let him see you're upset. I don't think he's recognized me at all. Just see what it says on his chart. No wonder he didn't recognize us. That's not him. There's our guy.
Life is life. 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 Life is
live our lives that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to cry. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
Such is life.
We've been looking at life through the pages of the Al Reed Show. Al asked me to say how nice it's been sharing the part with Alan Ainsworth and the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, and to thank Freddie Marshall and the Cordites for coming along and making it all worthwhile. The program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.